diving into the DMs. You can send us a message on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show. We'll toss it out, see what we can do for you.
Jen says, hey, Ben and Kelly, let me dive into your DMs really quick. Ask you if you think I'm justified in my feelings. Mm. I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years, but this Valentine's Day was going to be the first time we were going to do something special together.
Okay.
He wanted me to come to his house, cook me a nice romantic meal. So I had nothing to do but enjoy the night.
Right.
So that's exactly what he did. We had a wonderful time.
Great.
Here's my problem.
No.
The next morning, I found takeout containers in the trash and just found out that he lied to me about leaving work 2 hours early and sweating over a hot stove to cook this meal out of pure love in his heart.
Oh.
I don't know why, but this really bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm actually mad. He claims he did nothing wrong. He went through the trouble of gathering the food, plating it, and preparing it.
Hmm.
Plus, I liked it, so I should be happy.
Okay.
But it feels like he lied to me. Ugh. Am I overthinking this?
Oh, my gosh.
I would have rather him try and fail at cooking a romantic dinner than buying it and putting it on a plate.
Mm.
What would you do if your boyfriend did this?
Well, if my boyfriend did this, I would be mad too.
Liar.
Liar. You know what? And she has a point where it's, I would rather know that you tried and burnt the chicken.
Yeah.
And failed at doing something romantic than having it be like almost too perfect.
Yes,
does the gesture,
yeah, the gesture is in the effort that you put forth. And I think that's what she was looking for. Now listen, if he was getting takeout Jeff Ruby's, I'm fine with it. All forgiven.
But you're going to know it's a Jeff Ruby steak, are you not?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, so
totally
I mean,
know that up gate.
Yeah, so it might be something where, you know, he's, and look, I see what he's saying too. He's like, hey, look, I spent the time, spent the money, but it reheated it, put it on
kept
a plate.
It warmed.
Yeah,
made
kept
it look
warm.
Pretty.
Yeah, like made it look
put
all
a garnish
nice
on the plate.
Right. I think
lit a candle.
Like I think I'm impressed by him for having her not know what it was takeout until the next morning. Because
exactly.
How are they not going to go in the kitchen at some point? And what's she going to say? Oh wow, you cleaned up pretty quickly. Like.
There's a couple of things. I think the actual meal itself isn't bad. I think she was just needing him to be more forthcoming with how he's preparing it, because he's like telling her that he left work 2 hours early so he could go slave in the kitchen, and then he didn't.
That's a little, yes, that's a
yes.
Little. And maybe he was using that time to get the food, get the takeout, get all that. So in his mind, that's what he was doing.
Or think about this. Maybe this is the case. Maybe he did try to cook something and it was a disaster and he went to get carry out at the last minute to cover it up. That could be in the case too. And then he was too embarrassed that he like ruined dinner. He felt bad. He was trying to still save the evening by doing carry out. That could be the case too.
Well, he would have said that though. As soon as she said, wait, hang on a second. You know, this is carry out.
I thought you were cooking. Yeah.
And then I think a reasonable guy would have said, well, I tried. I completely ruined it. I'm surprised
it was a
you
disaster.
Don't smell the smoke still here in this apartment or this house or whatever. And, you know, I wound up getting takeout. And that would have been the moment that he would have said that, if that were the case. So
you're right.
I think that, yes, maybe you can be. Look, don't take this and say, I'm done with you.
Right. This just shouldn't be a deal breaker.
No. Yeah. But definitely chalk this one up to, all right, I'll remember this.
Are we like filing it away to like hold a grudge? Is that what we're doing? No, I don't think so.
Kelly.
No.
Kelly.
No.
Do you have boobs? Are you a female?
What?
You don't forget things.
Okay, but I think what we
the next time they do some sort of romantic dinner together, she's going to be like, where are the boxes?
Okay, listen.
Where are the boxes?
We communicate to him, though. It would have meant more if he would have legitimately spent 2 hours cooking like he said he did, as opposed to just running out and grabbing some carry out.
Right. Well,
that was delicious, but
right,
yes,
sure.
I need the effort.
If she hasn't already said it to him, what she said to us in her DM, I think she should make sure she reiterates is, I would rather him have tried and failed at cooking a romantic meal than buy it and put it on a plate. So
exactly.
Make sure he knows that and, you know, file it away next time. You know, maybe you do it together. You cook together and have fun doing it that way. But
this is not a deal breaker. Right. Let's just be honest.
There you go.
If you say you're going to spend 2 hours cooking, then spend 2 hours cooking.
Okay. Are we done?
I think we're done.
Have we solved it?
I think we did.
All right. Good. It is diving into the DMs there.